Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
For the news, 8 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Breaking news this morning from Baltimore, where 6 people have died in an early morning crash involving a school bus and an MTA commuter bus. Now, it's not immediately clear whether any students were on that bus. Baltimore media are reporting at this hour that the accident scene is about 2 blocks from Mount St. Joseph High School in the city. But again, 6 people have died in a crash between a school bus and an MTA bus in Baltimore this morning. The Clinton campaign is hitting back hard at the FBI after the Bureau's recent decision to reopen the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails.
There is no case here.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign firing back at FBI Director James Comey, slamming his decision to notify Congress of a new investigation into thousands of emails found on a computer belonging to the estranged husband of a top Clinton aide, Huma Abedin. Clinton's campaign turning the tables on Comey.
It's impossible to view this as anything less than a blatant double standard.
Seizing on reports that Comey refused to publicly comment on potential ties between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. The D.C. Council has a lot on its plate today, even if the biggest piece of legislation this term still sits on the back burner.
Council Chairman Phil Mendelson submitting a draft version of the Paid Family Leave Act to the district CFO today. Could come up for a preliminary vote in a few weeks, but they still have major details to work out, like how much leave.
Substantially fewer than what was in the introduced version, had 16 weeks.
Says they're trying to match the numbers up with a 1% payroll tax. Other bills that are up for a vote today include a measure raising the minimum age to buy cigarettes to 21, enhanced penalties for distracted driving, and the Death with Dignity bill, allowing doctor-assisted suicide. Mendelson says he's heard a lot about it recently.
The dynamic is the support is local and the opposition is not local.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's a snow day in Montgomery County, or more precisely, a snow practice day for road crews. Josh Faust is with the county's Division of Highway Services.
Plows will be dispatched on their plow routes. Salt routes will be sort of planned and stocked. And it's just an opportunity for our crews to ease back into things before the winter season actually hits us.
Then tomorrow, county officials will have a safety summit to go over plans for snow preparedness in Montgomery County. One person's dead, 5 others injured after a segment of the Colonial gasoline pipeline in Alabama caught fire and exploded.
Subcontractors were working to flush the line when the explosion happened as they began digging. Crews have shut down the pipelines and have the fuel fire contained. 2 large fires erupted from the explosion and have burned some 31 acres, forcing residents to evacuate their homes within a 3-mile radius. The explosion is about 1 mile west of a leak that was discovered on September 9th in Helena, Alabama. I'm Valerie Vining.
An appeals court has ruled that Maryland officials did not violate a driver's right to free speech by recalling a vanity license plate that displayed an offensive Spanish word. The Maryland Court of Appeals unanimously decided that the words conveyed on a state-issued license plate constitute, quote, private speech on government property that is subject to reasonable regulation. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,142, the NASDAQ at 5,189. Sports Jay Cutler completes 20 of his 31 passes as the Bears beat the Vikings on Monday Night Football. The Cubs look to keep the Chicago luck going tonight in Game 6 of the World Series. Hockey, the Caps are in Winnipeg tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app, available now wherever you download apps.
Thank you, WMAL listeners. We've always known you were the best, but who would believe over 500 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's not actually so surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call Cars for Kids today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number, yes, you know the one, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, a truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's Cars with a K at carsforkids.com. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. Did you know the commuting benefits you currently or plan to provide to your employees may designate you as a best workplace for commuters? Call 703-877-5704 to see if you qualify.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, on the toll road, trying to get some improvement here with lanes getting reopened. Eastbound on the Dulles Toll Road before you get to the Fairfax County Parkway, but damage is done as far as the backups. On the Greenway, we're back near 606 out of Sterling, and everyone trying to merge onto the inbound toll road as a result. Here, filling the extra pressure this morning. George Washington Parkway, the crash. Southbound near the overlooks out of the travel lanes, but it gave us delays well before 123. Also, Arlington Police still dealing with the accident that was on Glebe Road at the Chain Bridge, where everyone intersects at that traffic signal. The big delay still off of Glebe Road well before Military Road. Just be patient going around those curves because it's dangerous as it is there. On the inner loop of the Beltway before I-66 for the accident, top side of the Maryland Beltway, normal backups through College Park, Silver Spring, and now the inner loop heavy in through to Bethesda. Inbound Pennsylvania Avenue near Eastern Market Metro Station, we had a broken down tractor trailer reported inbound Pennsylvania Avenue near 7th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It gets much warmer on Wednesday than where we will be today. Low 60s today with the clouds. Tonight we turn partly cloudy, low 51. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high near 75. Rain develops for the afternoon on Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 45 in Gainesville, 39 in Greenbelt, 50 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Fairfax County Department of Transportation. A serious bus crash in Baltimore this morning. Six people are dead. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, getting your day started the right way, as you should every day, whether there's a presidential election or not. At 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, and member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Good to have you with us, Congressman. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to be with you guys.
I've always looked at you as a guy who will tell it to us straight. You have that reputation. You clearly express your ideas, and you just give it straight from the shoulder. I was surprised to read that you thought it was a mistake for Jim Comey, the director of the FBI, to send out a letter saying that we're going to reopen the case, and we found that there are a lot of emails we need to explore. Why do you think that was a wrong decision?
My comments were, I think they've screwed this thing up from the get-go.
Yeah.
The mistake was early on. When think about this case. When have you ever seen The subject of the investigation's husband gets to meet with the AG just a couple days before the FBI interviews the subject of the investigation. When have you ever seen five people get immunity? Five people get immunity, no one gets prosecuted. Three of the five take the fifth in front of Congress. One of them doesn't even bother to show up, even though he's been subpoenaed. And the attorney general does something. When I asked her this on the witness stand, she said it was the first and only time. She says, I'm going to follow the FBI recommendations, even though I don't know what they are yet.
Yeah.
So my point was, they've screwed this up from the get-go. Now, frankly, in light of all that, he probably had to release this after he had said to Congress, look, if I find the information, I'll re-examine the investigation and I'll keep you posted. So he was sort of forced to do it, I think. But my point was, they messed this thing up from the start, and she should have, it seems to me, they should have reached a different conclusion back in July.
So the announcement to go forward was compounding the earlier problems.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Representative Jordan, yeah, because of your unique position, not only on the Oversight Committee, but also as part of the Select Committee on Benghazi, you know a lot of the stuff that the FBI is going to be looking at, and you know a lot of the players. So are you familiar with Assistant Attorney General Peter Kadzik?
Oh, yeah. We've dealt with Kadzik many times.
So Mr. Kadzik, just to remind everyone, he just sent a letter to Congress yesterday saying we're going to try to get through these emails in a timely way, hopefully maybe even reach some sort of conclusion before the election. Mr. Kadzik is now, it's been revealed, represented John Podesta during the first President Clinton's impeachment hearings. John Podesta said in an email that Mr. Kadzik kept him out of jail. Podesta also recommended him for his current job at the Department of Justice. He's also dined with Mr. Podesta and other Clinton insiders in and around Mrs. Clinton's testimony before your Benghazi Select Committee. I got to say, at this point, do you believe that Mr. Kadzik should step away and recuse himself from this? Because he has a vested interest in the players here.
Yeah, and Mr. Kadzik's been a problem. I mean, I've just never felt that he's been very helpful whenever we've had an opportunity to question him. Different letters he sent to us regarding a number of issues, including the IRS scandal. So, this all doesn't.
Do you think he's capable of overseeing this investigation into the emails, given all of that?
Here's what I think most Americans have concluded. They've concluded, and I think accurately so, that the Justice Department's much more concerned about politics than they are justice. And you can look at the IRS scandal, and you can look at this scandal, and what you just described about Mr. Kadzik, that reinforces that conclusion. So that, to me, is a problem. This is why this election's so important. There's lots of big issues. But you cannot have a Justice Department that doesn't treat everybody equally under the law. You cannot have a Justice Department that says there's one set of rules for you and I, and a different set if you're politically connected like Hillary Clinton. And that is the problem, and that's why what came out with this email thing is so important, because now they're going to reexamine this case and look at it, and that gives Americans hope that maybe there is going to be equal treatment under the law, and we're going to get a full examination of what took place.
All right, so the FBI now has to cull through 650,000 emails, determine which ones came from the Clinton server, then determine which one of those are new and different from what they have now. Then they got to go through and decide which of those are classified and which ones are unclassified. And then is there new information that suggests that perhaps something that the secretary or her staff member Huma told them that turned out not to be completely true, and therefore that's a violation of the law. They got to do all of that, and it doesn't seem to me that that's going to happen in 7 days. So why do you imagine that Kadzik's out there saying, oh, we're going to rush right to it, we're going to put all of our efforts into it, we're going to turn this thing out very quickly?
Well, I imagine it's because he's concerned about the political implications, which he shouldn't be. He should be focused on just getting the truth. Look, let's hope they can get to the information as quickly as possible. Both campaigns have called for it to go public. The American people deserve to know the full truth. But remember, we could have had a lot of this, I think, solved a long time ago. 1 year ago this month, I had the opportunity to question Secretary Clinton, the Benghazi committee. And I asked her then about her email situation. I said, Secretary, why don't you just agree to let a neutral third party, like a retired federal judge, why don't you let that individual examine all the emails? And he can determine, not you, he can determine, not you and your legal team, which ones are private, which ones we get, which ones you keep, which ones we... She wouldn't agree to that, and her and Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson decided, we're gonna pick them on the front end, and they kept 30-some thousand from us seeing. They said they were yoga and wedding plans and personal, but they kept them, and then they destroyed them. Mm-hmm. Now, this is speculation, but what if those 30-some thousand emails, what if that's what's on this computer that they now have?
I think that's what it is.
There?
Yeah. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio is our guest. And you mentioned that testimony a year ago before your select committee on Benghazi. You were a member of it. Of course, Chairman Trey Gowdy, he sort of ran the show there. But I think that it's fair to say that you and Chairman Gowdy did a pretty thorough job as prosecutors, basically, trying to make a case in that committee. And so based on that, and based on all of the questions that you asked the witnesses, including Cheryl Mills, and did you interview Huma Abedin? She testified as well. So based on those interviews that you did back then, does the mere existence of this device under Huma Abedin's control, the fact that this device exists and have these emails on them, is that, in your opinion, any kind of perjury problem with your committee? Because I'm sure you asked her if there were other devices that may include emails.
Yeah, we don't know that. All we know is basically what the FBI told us about this. They're going to look at it. We don't know. What I do know is what the secretary testified to in the hearing last October. She made statements that turned out to be not true based on what Mr. Comey gave to us back in July. So we know that, and now we know, there could be, according to news reports, hundreds of thousands of emails, and you have to ask yourself the question, were those 30-some thousand that they kept and then deleted, were they not totally deleted? Are they on this device? Maybe they are, and if so, we'd like to see some of that information that we gave her a chance to come clean with a year ago, and she wouldn't do it.
One last question. Of course, you're from Ohio. Do you have any predictions for the baseball game tonight?
Indians, right? Indians. Got to be for the Indians. It's Cleveland's year.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'm from Michigan, so I'll give you the Indians in the World Series if you give me the Wolverines.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you one more additional question?
Sure.
Your governor had voted for John McCain, wrote in John McCain. What do you think about that?
I think it's unfortunate. I think, look, my background is a sport of wrestling. I say all the time, you win the semifinals, you get to wrestle in the finals. And Donald Trump won the semifinals with a record number of votes. And he's our guy. We should all come behind him. And if we can, if Republicans unite around him, I think he beats Secretary Clinton. He's the next president of the United States. And that's what I'm working for. And frankly, I think he's going to win our state. And I thought it was moving in the right direction last week. I was at an event with him. And just down the road from us in Clark County, and it was the energy there was unbelievable. So I think things are moving in the right direction. Of course, this news doesn't hurt.
Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, good to have you, sir. Thank you for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy morning. Start first. Inner loop of the Virginia Beltway, leaving 95 and heading through Annandale. Stop and go up above. There, the I-66 exit. That's where we had the crash. So that's where we had heavy delays heading toward that area. But looks like lanes have been reopened. On the toll road, jam solid off of the Greenway in each direction of 28. All to go east. Inbound toll road crash before the Fairfax County Parkway had been moved out of the travel lanes. The George Washington Parkway, still quite the mess. Southbound near the overlooks, the accident had been cleared. Now all that traffic filters down toward the bridges, down toward the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, and northbound, north of the Key Bridge incident reported. Still bunched up at the Chain Bridge and on Chain Bridge Road due to a crash there. This also affects Glebe Road. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, unfortunately your turn now, inside the Beltway for the crash. Southbound BW Parkway near 202. Pennsylvania Avenue near the Eastern Market Metro Station had a broken down truck. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a really cloudy day today, 62 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, it clears up, 75. Looks like tomorrow's going to be a great day. Thursday, some rain. Friday, cooler but sunny. High of 59. Saturday, looking good as well. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Some of you may still be binge viewing Breaking Bad. You never got to it when it first came out, the multiple Emmy Award winning series from AMC. Great series, by the way. And Alan Cranston, one of the star of that show.
Alan Cranston was a senator from California.
I do that every damn time.
Alan Cranston, I don't even think he's alive now.
Bryan Cranston, the actor in that show.
Say my name. Eisenberg.
Make that Breaking Bad. All right, well, Cranston apparently is not Breaking Bad. He's breaking for the border, the northern border. He has added his name to the litany of actors and Hollywood superstars who say they are going to leave the country if Donald Trump is elected president. So there you go. The man who just played Lyndon Johnson to great critical acclaim is now saying that Donald Trump lacks the temperament to be president. Now, just think about that for a minute. He just did a show, a one-man show on Broadway, and then a film that championed Lyndon Johnson.
A man who had issues with temperament,
you
I think
you
have to say.
Yeah, but made a hero out of Lyndon Johnson. He's now saying that Donald Trump does not have the temperament. So there you go. So add Cranston's name to the list there. And by the way, I just want to say, the list is getting longer. Would you like me to give you a quick update here?
I would, because I want to see how big a plane are we going to need.
All right, so we got Cranston. Okay. And then, of course, we also have Lena Dunham. Now, boy, right there. Yeah, you get that. Talk about a twofer.
Yeah.
You knock Hillary Clinton out of political life and you throw Lena Dunham over into Vancouver. I'm liking that. Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
You got Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay.
You got George Lopez.
Okay.
You got Cher. You got Keegan-Michael Key. You got Raven Simone. You got Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
You got Chelsea Handler. And you got Sienna Miller right there. There's a 10 list. And then now add Cranston to the list.
That's at least a Bombardier jet.
I love this.
I think so.
Well, John Travolta could fly them all up
on
his 707.
That's right. He could
That would be a wonderful
thing.
That
would be fantastic.
By the way, a lot of these actors, you know, Lena Dunham actually is truthful about this. She says, I know a lot of people have been threatened to do this, but I really will. I know a lovely place in Vancouver, and I can get my work done from there. See, that's the dirty little secret here. These actors all know Canada very well because a lot of their shows
They film there, right.
They film there because these American-loving, union-loving actors who love American workers and love all of the unions that support these...
They go to Canada to avoid all that.
To avoid the labor costs.
That's right.
In California because the film unions cost way too much money. So there you go. If you needed another reason not to write in John McCain's name, you've got that one. Meanwhile, also in the celebrities love Hillary department.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez just did a concert for Hillary. It got rained out, by the way, but that didn't stop anybody from watching Jenny from the Block shake her ample booty on behalf of the pantsuited one. And she said this is why she's supporting Hillary.
Jennifer, what can you tell us about Secretary Clinton?
I could tell you.
Oh, wait. I need to hear the two of them cackling with each other as this interview begins. Hillary's sitting right next to her.
Jennifer, what can you tell us about Secretary Clinton?
I could tell you, not only the most experienced person for the job, and she knows this country, and she's lived it on so many different sides already. Her being a mother, her being a grandmother, her being a family person is to me the most, the thing that impresses me the most.
Yeah.
You know, I happen to live closely with her daughter. We live in the same building.
Oh, really?
And I live upstairs from her. And I get to see how often she visits her grandchildren, how often she comes to see her daughter.
Yeah, like there was this one time right after the 9/11 ceremony downtown where she came unexpected. We weren't even expecting her, and she came with the lights buzzing.
She looked a little pale.
Yeah, if I remember right, she was so excited. It didn't even look like her feet were touching the ground as she huddled into the building, and her security team was so close and tight around her.
Yeah.
It almost looked like they were carrying her in. It was really something. There are a lot of reasons to vote for Hillary Clinton. I suppose, but I've never heard one of them because she's so great with her family.
No.
That is something else. Meanwhile, get ready for this one, all you entertainment industry lovers. In another example of Hollywood just never being able to find a new idea, Disney has announced that they are going to make a live-action version of their animated classic Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
So that means they got to find seven dwarfs.
Is it dwarves or dwarfs?
Dwarves.
Dwarfs?
Dwarves.
Dwarves.
With a V.
Dwarfs.
Dwarves.
Dwarfs. Dwarves?
I think it's dwarves.
Is it dwarves?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to make a live-action version of it.
But they still got to find
maybe they'll
seven
be CGI.
Little people.
Little people.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be CGI'd. Maybe they'll just animate them all.
Maybe, that's it.
Right, I didn't do that. Or they'll just hire very short people.
Yeah.
It's 8:23 on WMAL.
This salute to veterans is brought to you by the people of Boeing, who are proud to observe Veterans Day and pay tribute to all who have served and are currently serving in America's armed forces.
Don't you just love the fall, but you know what's coming next? Winter. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and old drafty windows will make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep savings in your pocket, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, and install, cutting out the middleman, saving you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made just for your home and our unique climate. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call Thompson Creek right now. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
What if you had a major car accident right now, and you had to be airlifted to a local hospital to save your life? Thankfully, you survive and recover. Then you get the bill. A bill for $55,000 for a helicopter ride? And guess what? Your insurance company probably won't pay up. Why not? When you get home, watch our 7 on Your Side investigation as we fight for answers. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6.
This week, don't miss Wheel of Fortune's College Week. Top students from America's best universities play Wheel for big cash and cool prizes. Guests of Wheel College Week will crash 5 to a room at a reasonably safe one-star motor lodge where they'll dine on complimentary cold pizza and room temperature energy drinks. Wardrobe courtesy of whatever's clean or at least not too smelly. Transportation provided by the kid whose parents loan him or her a car. Watch as College Life meets Wheel of Fortune on College Week.
Wheel of Fortune. Tonight at 7 on ABC 7.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food. Or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the 4 main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
So the plural of dwarf is dwarfs.
Dwarfs.
But Tolkien used the term dwarves.
You have a thing with dwarfs.
Yeah, apparently either one is okay, but the preferred is dwarfs.
Dwarfs are very upsetting.
But why is it elf and elves, but not dwarf and dwarves?
We'll get to that later.
Okay. It's now 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Backups, back down. I don't know. I can't get that. All right, here we go. Gallows Road inside the Beltway. I'm looking at delays each direction. It looks like the crash happened on the westbound side before you get to the Beltway, but affects each way. So Gallows Road under police direction, and expect a little extra time. Heavy is 395. Most of the way, very little break along the way as you head past Edsel Road to get across the 14th Street Bridge over the Case Bridge. That's the next bridge after the 14th Street Bridge heading onto the freeway. That's where crews were dealing with the crash. 295 heavy across the 11th Street Bridge at the westbound accident after the 3rd Street Tunnel. George Washington Parkway, southbound. The initial crash at the overlooks had been cleared. We have big delays heading down to the bridges now, but it looks like we may have an accident in the backups. I know it's very frustrating sitting in these big delays, but I just planned for that for the George Washington Parkway. Oh, a change for the better just happened on Rockville Pike. They've opened the right lane, southbound Rockville Pike, 355, right near Montrose Shopping Center, down near the Marshalls and the Chick-fil-A. That had been closed all morning. We have downed utility wires, but crews are taking care of that. Northbound, they're still being detoured. Big delays remain. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies, we get up to around 62. Tonight we turn partly cloudy, low 51. Tomorrow mostly sunny and warmer, high near 75 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
Just a quick visit back to the Omar Mateen terror attacks inspired by ISIS in Orlando this last June. You remember that we finally had some Democrats who could bring themselves to say that this was an act of terror. But of course, they couldn't just let it stand as an act of terror. Like it was radical Islamic terrorism fighting against America and against Western civilization. Now, remember, they always had the say it was an act of terror and an act of hate, right? Act of terror and act of hate, because the supposed targets here were the gay people at the Pulse nightclub. Well, after many, many, many demands through Florida's Sunshine Law that would explicitly get all of the 911 calls between the police and Omar Mateen out, we now have learned that, well, he didn't say too much that night. In fact, he didn't say anything about homosexuals.
What's your name?
My name is, I pledge of allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi of the Islamic State.
Okay. What's your name?
I pledge my allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Hafidullah, on behalf of the Islamic State.
Where are you at?
In Orlando.
Yeah, he was, and he continued to talk all night long. Every time the negotiators tried to call and talk to him, he was talking about America's air bombing, air raids in Syria, and our bombing of Iraq, and it was about America's foreign policy, and it was about helping the Islamic State. That's what it was about all night long. That's what it was about. It turns out that he chose that nightclub, and yes, sadly, the majority of the victims were gay people or lesbian people or bisexuals who happened to be in the club that night. But this was an attack, act of terror against all Americans, against the American way and against Western civilization. But, you know.
What is clear is that he was a person filled with hatred. Over the coming days, we'll uncover why and how this happened. And we will go wherever the facts lead us.
Well, the facts have led us to the same conclusion that these attacks always seem to lead us to. We are at war against a radical Islamic terrorism.
It's 8:29.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. When it comes to roofing, beware of winter. That's when shingles crack and create gaps where water and ice cause damage. If you think your roof has a problem, don't make it suffer through one more winter. The longer you wait, the more expensive your replacement's going to be. Call now and qualified customers will receive 0% interest and no payments for one full year. Replace your roof now, pay for it next year. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Coming up in just a moment, the one, the only Larry Kudlow. Straight ahead after the news, 8:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Breaking news this morning from Baltimore. Baltimore police now confirm 6 people have died in an early morning crash on the city's southwest side involving a school bus and an MTA commuter bus. Police say no students were on the school bus. Baltimore media report the accident scene is about 2 blocks from Mount St. Joseph High School in the city. Also breaking news this morning from Iraq. An Iraqi general now says special forces have captured the state TV building in the city of Mosul. That's in an eastern neighborhood of Iraq's second largest city. Iraqi troops continue to push ahead in their fight to retake Mosul from ISIS. A team of FBI investigators has begun the work of digging through those thousands of emails found on the computer of Anthony Weiner, some of which the FBI director has said could be linked to the Hillary Clinton email scandal.
The big question today remains, will the FBI be able to provide more information about what its investigation into Huma Abedin's recently discovered emails are showing? FBI Director James Comey has told officials that at this point, he has no plan to provide partial updates, and it's unlikely that his investigators can complete their work by Election Day.
Correspondent Evan Perez. With a week to go until Election Day, more than 500,000 Marylanders have now voted early. The State Board of Elections reports nearly 503,000 early votes as of last night. Early voting continues in Maryland through Thursday. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,142. The Nasdaq at 5189. Sports Monday Night Football. The Bears beat the Vikings. Baseball. The Cubs hope to stay alive with a Game 6 win tonight in the World Series. NHL. The Caps are in Winnipeg. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
There's this fairy tale, maybe you remember it, about a certain emperor. Remember, he thought he bought some new clothes that only certain people could see. It turns out he went on parade buck naked. The only one willing to tell him the truth was a small boy from the kingdom. It reminds me of something one of my stand-up guys told me recently. See, there was another company out there that told the homeowner they needed a whole new system. All they really needed was just a simple repair. Well, luckily, the homeowner called Snell for a second opinion. And my stand-up guy, of course, did the right thing. Now, here's the thing. If that homeowner really had needed a system, you can bet we would have quoted them a fair price. And right now, we can make replacing your system especially affordable with rebates up to $1,600 on a qualifying Lennox system. Hey, we're not here to take the shirt off your back. That's no way to stay comfortable in winter.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Laurel area, 197 right near Powder Mill Road, east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, jammed, especially heading westbound. The crash affects each direction of 197. But watch for big delays coming around from near Racetrack Road on the westbound side of 197. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound, heaviest stretch right now as you approach 198 to get you past 197. Lanes there are open, but it was inside the beltway struggling to get by the crash south of 202. That was the southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. George Washington Parkway has been a difficult morning, to say the least. Southbound had the earlier crash near the overlook. Still big delays now heading down to the bridges. The toll road eastbound crash near the Fairfax County Parkway cleared. Now it's about clearing out the delays and big time. 395 jammed across the 14th Street Bridge to the crash as you come across the Case Bridge. And on the Rockville Pike, southbound. So excited about this. Looks like one lane is getting by. Still with the repairs of the wires that came down. Southbound 355 right near the Montrose Shopping Center. Stay right. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We keep it cool today, but we warm it up on Wednesday ahead of a frontal system Thursday that will bring some rain. Clouds today, 62 to high. Tonight we turn partly cloudy, low 51. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high near 75. Rain develops for the afternoon Thursday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Herndon, 45 in Damascus, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It is now 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Join us on the line right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. And if that weren't enough, he is also the author of the new book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you.
Listen, I'm looking at these poll numbers, and it seemed that even before we have all the revelations that came out on Friday about how the FBI is reopening the email case, that the polls were starting to tighten up. There's a Washington Post ABC poll, actually, it has Trump up by one.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on there?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, before these email revelations, the race was narrowing, and Trump is getting more on message. He's done a pretty good job, I might add, about really going after Obamacare, to repeal and rewrite Obamacare with these premium announcements, you know, 20-25
mm-hmm.
percent or more. A little more emphasis on the economy and the tax cuts, which I like very much. Mrs. Clinton had been saying, I don't know what her I still don't know what her message is, besides I didn't do it. And I think that it's tight. You know, we don't yet know. I mean, I was talking to a very, very prominent pollster who's doing overnights for a certain campaign, and the race is narrowing, as you put it, but it's not conclusive yet. She could hang on. Mr. Trump could win. He could also lose in a close one. I think what you're looking at here is the tightening of the presidential bodes well for the Republican down ballot, particularly in the Senate. I think the GOP chances in the Senate are probably right now the biggest beneficiary of this whole email flap.
You've seen these things over the years, Larry, and I made the case earlier, you know, I'm always a little dubious of the polls, but something like this October surprise, it's so unprecedented, and it involves the candidate directly, not a tangential figure, and it plays into every possible, you know, doubt that anyone might have about Hillary Clinton, even many of her supporters. Do you think this kind of thing even shows up in the polls in a tangible way, considering the fact that it lessens the enthusiasm for even those people who say they're going to vote for her?
I agree with that. I think that, gosh, I just don't know. Remember, Hillary hasn't been charged here, and they're not really investigating her right now. They're investigating Huma Abedin and her, you know, whacked out husband. And I just don't know in the next few days how much the FBI can find out. You know,
yeah.
there's a big data dump going on, and they're trying to run through that. And they got, let's say, 20 people, 30 people working on that. We don't know what they're going to come up with. And by the way, lawyers will tell you, former prosecutors are telling me, they have no right to release anything, the FBI. No right. Now, that doesn't mean they won't, but we don't know yet. I mean, the shock effect was very negative for Clinton, and Trump is making a very clever argument now, a really good argument, that basically says, if you elect Hillary, we're going to be tied up in so much litigation and investigation that nothing will get done in Washington, and that he, as the outsider, is the guy that can put things together, knock heads, make deals, and you know, get the legislation on the economy and so forth that we need. That's a very clever argument, really one of the best I've seen from him. So I want to see how this plays out. I think he has the upper hand, but I just don't know. I think this is going to be a close race.
Mm. And we talked about this earlier with our audience and got a pretty quick response. I'd like to know what you think about it. John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, battleground state, has let it be known that he voted for John McCain.
Mm.
He wrote it in.
Kind of a lagging indicator. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Senator McCain run in 2008?
Yeah.
And that does ring a familiar bell, Larry.
I have a vague recollection of that.
Yeah, yes. Me too. I'm older. I'm not as sharp as I used to be. But this is 2016. So, John Kasich is a friend of mine. I really love the guy. but he's kind of 8 years too late.
Yeah.
I don't think. Here's one little slight curveball, or maybe even a knuckleball, gentlemen. Watch closely if there are any fireworks on the Friday jobs number, okay? Because there's an argument that's being made that the economy is not so bad. And you had GDP out earlier, 2.9%. Now, that was a phony number because 1% was, you're not going to believe this, but 1% came from a fluke. Soybeans exports gave us a 1%.
Wow.
So really, we're really still running 1.5% to 2%. However, you know, share prices are up, home prices are up, jobs are up. I can punch holes through a lot of that stuff, but prima facie, it's out there. If you had a decent jobs number on Friday, that'll help the Democrats. Look, Obama's at 55% approval rate, right? So he and his wife are the most popular political figures in the country right now. Does that rub off on Hillary? I don't know. Might it rub off on Hillary? It might. I just don't know. And the economy is another variable to put in.
Well, you mentioned, Larry, we only got a minute left, but you mentioned a little bit earlier Obamacare and these soaring premiums that all Republicans predicted and tried to prevent by stopping the legislation. That does rub off on Hillary, does it not?
Yes, Trump had been making the case. Now he's, you know, talking more about Huma Abedin, but you're quite right. It reminds people just how unpopular it is, how unfair it is, how expensive it is, and how, you know, people didn't get to keep their own doctor, and they didn't get to keep their own insurance plan. So you're quite right. Trump needs to hammer away on that, and I think he needs to hammer away on the general economy and tax cuts and regulations and so forth. But I am interested in what happens on Friday.
Yeah.
Sometimes these things have an impact.
We'll be watching. Larry, thank you so much.
And Larry, the next time we speak to you, it will be election day, so have your prediction ready. It's 844.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
You know, as news of skyrocketing health care costs dominate the media, as you just heard, I do have a bit of good news for you. Listen closely. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. No, really. We mean it this time. You can with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless. I know firsthand how Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group put their patients' priorities first. Wouldn't you like to experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality of care you deserve? All those promises actually will come true because you'll feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Don't get burned again. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health today. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones in his McLean office. Visit principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. principalmedicalgroup.com.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And guys, finally, I'm telling you about a change for the better on Rockville Pike. However, the delay is still pretty intense, so you still want to avoid, but this is the scoop. Southbound 355 Rockville Pike as you pass Twin Brook Parkway, heading down toward the Montrose Shopping Center where the Marshalls is and the Chick-fil-A. Now they're allowing one lane to get by. That has been shut down the entire morning rush hour. A dump truck brought down a utility lines, so crews are dealing with that. But again, one southbound lane is now getting through, now trying to get some of that traffic relieved. Northbound, you're still being detoured onto Randolph Road. Now southbound 270 as you parallel. That's going to be quite slow coming south out of Gaithersburg. The entire trip onto the Beltway into Bethesda, onto the spur and toward the American Legion Bridge. It's slow go for everyone here this morning. George Washington Parkway were hung up terribly trying to get past the overlooks and down toward the bridges. Had the earlier accident near the overlooks over across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway jammed. And one's overturned on Gallows Road just inside the Beltway. So everyone's slow, both east and west Gallows Road inside the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We keep it cool today, but we warm it up on Wednesday ahead of a frontal system Thursday that will bring some rain. Clouds today, 62 the high. Tonight we turn partly cloudy, low 51. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high near 75. Rain develops for the afternoon Thursday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 847.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
That's right. Listen, you still have time to join us on Friday for the last of the WMAL Diner Tour stops. We're going to be out at the Metro 29 Diner in Arlington this coming Friday morning. Doors open at 5 o'clock. We go to 9 o'clock. I'd love to have you come out. It'll be just a few days before the election. We'll take your pulse on politics. You can have some pancakes. We'll talk politics and pancakes. And okay, there could be some pork products there. I said I wasn't going to do it.
And you're going to eat an egg.
No, I'm not eating an egg.
We're already getting people on Twitter saying they will donate money to Fisher House Foundation if you do, in fact, eat an egg in Virginia. You ate an egg in Maryland because we filled the place. And if we filled the place...
People who may not have heard don't know that I had not eaten an egg
in 8 years. In 50 years,
since I was a kid.
Okay.
Since I was a child.
Since you were a young child.
Yeah.
And so now you ate an egg because, you know, now we have refrigeration so we can keep the eggs fresher than when you were a child.
If there's a Fisher House thing involved, of course, I'll eat the egg.
They're going to donate money to the Fisher House Foundation. How much money? We'll figure it out. We'll lay down a marker.
Lots.
Either way, you got to come out because it's a blast. We have so much fun at these diners.
And just let me just say, Tyson's, you knocked it out of the park.
Right.
Rockville.
They stepped up. Man, oh, man.
Okay, Arlington.
This is it. Metro 29 Diner is a great place to go. You can watch us see how we do the show, see what we do in between segments on the show. Mm-hmm. And also, let's face it, this is it, man. We do this specifically because of the election coming up.
Right.
And this is the last Friday before the presidential election. The energy is going to be high. We will have special guests. And you don't want to miss this. You want to be a part of this very, very vital conversation that all Americans are having. And it's happening right here in Northern Virginia.
Metro 29 Diner, this coming Friday. Doors open at 5.
It's 8:49.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Another week, another study about the benefits of the Mediterranean diet. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The headline here is, some fan your diet is okay, even good for you, if you're eating the right kind. A new study conducted at the VA found a Mediterranean diet rich in healthy fats might lower your risk of heart disease, breast cancer, and type 2 diabetes. And we're talking about fats found in things like olive oil, nuts, eggs, and fatty fish, not fast food or heavily processed foods. So why is a diet like this good for you? Well, more research is needed, but the authors of this paper say it could be because of an anti-inflammatory effect. Other studies have found the Mediterranean diet boosts bone health, heart health, and may even be more effective than a low-fat diet at helping you lose weight. U.S. News & World Report ranks the Mediterranean diet as the number one plant-based diet. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
You know, the sun is setting earlier, and, you know, the daylight savings time, that's, I think, this weekend. That's right, yeah. Holiday travel just around the corner. There are a lot of reasons why you should make sure your home and family are protected, and you can do so if you have Ackerman Security Systems monitoring your home. Ackerman can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. So stop paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring when you can make the switch to Ackerman and start saving immediately. The only company with a guaranteed response time. They make the process very easy. In fact, you can even leave your existing equipment in place. You can get the peace of mind that comes with great monitoring from Ackerman starting at that $19.95 a month price. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, oh man, you've come to the right place. You will love Ackerman's Total Connect service, which allows you to control the systems from a smartphone, a tablet, or computer. You can even view live video for just a few dollars more. So switch to Ackerman today. And by the way, if you mention WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free if you make the call during the month of November. Call now. Switch and save 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway crash and Greenbelt will be on the Interloop southbound side as you're leaving College Park, passing Route 1 and making that trip over toward Kenilworth Avenue. But crews tell me they have it on the shoulder, but very slow nonetheless. On 197, right near Powder Mill Road and Laurel, 197, with the accident slows each direction. This puts it east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Rockville Pike, still a tough go at it, only one lane open, but we do have one lane open as opposed to being closed all morning. Southbound 355, right as you come up toward Montrose Parkway, right past the Montrose Shopping Center. Crews are still dealing with the down utility lines, but you can get by. One lane south, northbound, still being detoured. George Washington Parkway still hung up terribly. Heading down to the bridges, earlier crash near the overlooks had been cleared, and Gallows Road inside the Beltway for the crash with the overturned. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will keep the clouds for our Tuesday. Run the temperature up to a cool 62. We turn partly cloudy tonight. Overnight, low 51. Warmer tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high near 75. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 47 degrees at 8:56.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
You're here. You're actually here.
This is the right place, isn't it?
Yes, but it's 10 p.m.
I'm sorry. I thought 10 p.m. was when you wanted us to come.
It is. I just can't believe you actually came. It's 10 p.m.
We come when it's convenient for you, sir.
All you have to do is point.
Okay. How about that filing cabinet way back there? Am I dreaming this?
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
What if you had a major car accident right now, and you had to be airlifted to a local hospital to save your life? Thankfully, you survive and recover. Then you get the bill. A bill for $55,000 for a helicopter ride? And guess what? Your insurance company probably won't pay up. Why not? When you get home, watch our 7 on Your Side investigation as we fight for answers. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6.
You've seen it before, something that sounds like a great new investment opportunity. So you invest, only to discover it's not so hot. Hi, Rick Edelman here, warning you to stay away from hot investment fads. It's a common way investors lose money, and there are 6 more that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. Come learn what these mistakes are and discover the right way to invest for retirement at my seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my #1 best-selling book. Thousands have already attended the seminar nationwide. Now it's your chance. Come take the first step to helping you achieve your financial goals. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner, Saturday, November 5th at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number 3?
Table for 4, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Well, coming up, being that just tomorrow is Wednesday, we'll be joined by KT McFarland.
True. And we'll catch you on the drive home today on the drive at 5. Want to make sure you come out to the diner, Metro 29 Diner, this Friday. And here comes Chris Plant.
Hey, Chris. Metro 29. Right. Try the challah French toast. It's the best. They make
now
the
challah.
Challah. It's good stuff. Well, I don't know, gosh, what we're going to talk about today. Probably various types of chapeaus that are available at the hats in the belfry. I think we'll be talking about the big presidential race. We're 1 week.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.